I am with Carl Calabrese. Carl, I just want to ask, what is it that people who don't know should want to know about Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman?
Well, she has obviously been elected to Congress a few times, so she knows how to run campaigns. She knows how to raise money. She knows how to communicate. She's very good in communication. She's very feisty, very combative, which you're going to need in this state, taking on a Democrat in a state where you've got over 3 million more registered Democrats than Republicans. And you're looking at a lot of issues that can be brought up and taken advantage of with this governor and just the Democrat administration in general. So I think she's on my side of the aisle, the Republican side of the aisle. I think she's just about everybody's first choice. If you saw her in Congress asking those very tough questions of university presidents about anti-Semitism on their campuses, that resulted, I believe, in two of the three of those college presidents having to resign. They look so bad under her questioning. And then recently she had Kathy Hochul in front of her in a committee, and she did the political equivalent of a body slam on Kathy Hochul. I mean, Kathy Hochul looked like a deer in the headlights who didn't know whether to get run over or run away. So I think she'd be a really good candidate to take on an incumbent.
What does she bring to the table, and what can she provide for the people of the state of New York?
Well, most importantly, she can provide an alternative to a one-party state that just seems to be going farther and farther to the left. It seems to be going more and more in terms of inefficiencies of government, in terms of continually raising taxes and increasing regulations and driving people and businesses out of this state. We continue to lose congressional seats every 10 years because our population is going down. It's going down because the state is poorly run. It's poorly managed. And we're taxing good people, good businesses out of New York. And you can only do that so long before the weight of what's left behind just can't be sustained anymore. There's not enough people paying the bills. So I think she would provide an excellent alternative, a Republican alternative, to a free market system, to encouraging businesses and employment and economic growth that you're just not getting out of the Democrats, who just see government as a solution for everything. And usually it just ends up causing more problems and spending more money.
We're just talking about Kathy Hochul. What kind of a challenge does she bring to the current governor? And, you know, is she the Republican Party's best chance to win the governor's office?
I do think she's the best chance. But even that being said, it's still going to be a heavy lift. This is a state that is very, very blue. And, you know, people almost vote habitually for Democrats if you have a D after your name in the ballot place. So it's difficult, even with the right candidate, the right issues, the right money. But, you know, a few years back, Lee Zeldin came within 5 points of beating Kathy Hochul, and lots of people think if that campaign had gone another week, he may have pulled it out. So it can be done. You've got other issues besides economic issues. You've got issues of crime. You've got issues of illegal immigration. And so there's lots of fertile ground there for a challenger on the Republican side to bring the fight home to Kathy Hochul and the Democrats.
And just wanted to ask, is it surprising at all that neither of the front runners, quoting at this time, are not from downstate or from Albany, with Stefanik from North Country and Hochul obviously from Western New York? Is that a surprise to you at all?
Well, it is. You know, it's traditionally been all New York City all the time when it comes to candidates for statewide office. And, of course, Elise Stefanik is in the North Country. I think it's centered in the town of Saratoga is in her district, so you get an idea where she comes from. But, you know, I have to say this about Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul may have been born and bred here in Western New York, but the Kathy Hochul that's in the governor's office today, I don't recognize anymore as a Western New Yorker philosophically. I mean, this is the Kathy Hochul who was a fiscal conservative when she was on the Hamburg Town Board. She refused to give driver's licenses to illegals when she was county clerk. And when she was in Congress, she had a 93 rating from the NRA. That Kathy Hochul is gone, unrecognizable now. So even though she may be physically from Western New York, philosophically, she's not one of us anymore.